systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom. What's up? This is part two, Friday, December 31st, 2010, 11:51 p.m. Mountain time.
What other time is there?
Fuck, it's the only one I know. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Hi, Braden. What's going on, buddy?
I'm just chilling.
Awesome, awesome. Glad you're here. Dana stepped out for a moment.
Actually, I killed her. I'm taking back what's mine, bitch.
Oh, shit. That is amazing. So, that's how we're starting the new year. It will be 2011 in approximately 8 minutes. Braden, it's been a while since we've seen you.
A little while.
Just been working.
Yeah, except for the last few weeks, it's been kind of shitty, but it's picking back up again.
Nice. Still at ye olde restaurante.
Yeah, I couldn't work in another restaurant.
Are you a lifer? Would you feel like you were cheating?
No, I could work another job. I just don't think I could work in another kitchen.
Like you'd feel like you were cheating on.
No, I just wouldn't know what to do in a normal environment.
Yeah, right. Like how. You would totally just say something that
Why
you felt...
Why isn't everybody yelling at each other and
Yeah,
shit?
This is weird.
Usually there's, like, shit getting thrown around.
Yeah, right? Yelling and whatnot.
Still... No, actually, it hasn't even been like that. People have actually been kind of happy there.
Really?
Surprisingly.
That's good. Is David still working there? Did
no.
He quit,
He
huh?
hasn't worked there, really.
That's pretty crazy.
He worked tonight.
Oh, did he for real?
Because, you know, Chris asked him to, but other than tonight and, like, a month ago, he hasn't worked in, like, 3 months.
Wow. What's he been doing? Just chilling, or has he had, like, another job?
I thought he was going to start working at this rock quarry, but I don't think he has actually started working anywhere.
Wow.
So I don't know what
he's doing. Never thought, like, I know they would, you know, get in arguments and whatnot, and... He would be like, I'm going to quit. I, like, never thought he would do it. Like,
yeah.
That was their
he
restaurant.
He quit the day after. Well, he's still part owner. He just
right.
Don't
he just doesn't. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
his.
What's weird to me. Like, they all live together, and he just, like, quits. I don't know. I guess that's normal.
And
it just
like,
seems
Christopher
weird.
Christopher and David hate each other's, like, gut so much.
Really?
Christopher has literally
And they live together?
Yeah.
Wow, what's that
Chris,
like?
Like, you talk to Chris about David or call David his brother, he'll, no matter what, he'll be like, David's not my brother. He's just another piece of shit to me.
That's wow, like, really?
Which is understandable. David...
What happened between them?
David's just been, like, a prick.
And should we be speaking about this?
I don't know. I don't care, man.
He's just been a dick to
He's
him?
He's just been a dick to... I don't know. Everyone's been kind of the...
Dick?
Yeah.
A lot of dicketry?
I don't even know, well, man. And I'm in the midst of the shit, and I don't even know what's going on.
That's fun.
I know as much about it as they do.
So, you seen any females?
Any females?
Yeah,
no, I'm not seeing any.
Any women? No. What happened with that, the one hippie chick?
Kayla?
Yeah, Kayla.
It just...
Blowing up spots left and right.
I don't care.
My ex's friend.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
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 I
mean, Dana's dead, right? It doesn't
fucking
matter.
I thought we didn't
matter.
Give a shit anymore.
Shit, fuck
yeah,
it.
I just killed... I just admitted to murder.
Did you hear about the bathroom stall?
What?
Did you hear about that at
no.
all? Okay, the last couple of episodes
stall.
We've mentioned it. Yeah, apparently somebody carved or wrote Matt... What was it? Matt Lee fucks like a champ, eat shit, Dana... On a bathroom stall, the women's bathroom. It's so amazing. The women's
amazing.
Bathroom stall at the Bulldog, the middle stall.
Oh man!
One of Dana's friends like saw it and texted her, and Dana like texted me. I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like,
"It was a picture of it, wasn't it?"
That was so funny. No, I want a picture of it though. It's in the girls' bathroom though. I can't. I mean, I guess
I can. I'm not
like,
surprised
hey,
though.
I'm I'm on this wall, so I'm gonna need to come in
just,
and
just
take
think
a picture.
Of how many chicks are taking dumps while looking at that.
I know, like
this huge nasty dump.
That is not a lie. Eat shit, Dana. Well, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
That's what she said, dude. She's like, I don't care about that. I'm just pissed that it said eat shit, Dana.
Wow.
Bitches be tripping like, oh damn. God.
That is hilarious. I'm not surprised, though. Like, I can see that happening. Nah. How fucked?
It's a small town.
She probably doesn't even know she wrote that.
Probably not. Whoever wrote
remember,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt
whoever
it.
That was.
Whoever that happened to perhaps be.
Probably someone we don't know.
I don't know. Could have
pretty
been
big town we live in.
Could have been anybody. Pretty large pool to choose from. God, that's amazing. 406-204-4687. Excuse me. You can call us if you want to say, hey, Happy New Year. Four more minutes, of course. So, if you're just joining us, Dana had to run to ye old town for a moment to get more beer. We need more liqueur.
Burr.
She actually had to get more fucking fake bath salt.
I know. She's like, shit, I'm fiending.
Will you be imbibing any of this bath salt?
I don't think
this
so.
This invigorating...
At first,
should
I
we
was,
read another trip report?
We
that'll
should.
Be fun.
At first, I was thinking maybe I'll just do a line just to see, and then I
you know,
was like, no. Nah.
That's how it starts. And
I
that's
know,
what
exactly.
I thought after reading...
That's how it starts.
And I know how my personality is, and after reading these and seeing how yeah. fiendy these guys were
well,
being...
it's a stimulant, man. What stimulant
but,
do you do? You're like, don't want
but
more.
More. Like, this
yeah.
happens
yeah,
to
this
have some
worse.
Chemical property. That makes it super fucking Jonesy, you
yeah.
know? This is like Davy Jonesy.
The shit
just
I don't like about
crazy.
This stuff is that we have no idea why it's
very
making this feel that way. It's like, all I know is I start the shit and that happens.
Look at her. Fuck her. Look at her trying to get in that room.
Seriously.
I know. Fucking
don't
no
fucking
respect.
Meow at me like
no
that.
Respect. Fuck. Yeah, if you don't know what this is, it's that new synthetic, I don't know,
I was
it's,
reading
it's
about
a bath
that.
Salt. This one is called White Rush. It's MDPV. We were talking about it on part one of this yeah. special.
There's
which
like three
will be
of
up.
Those that do that, apparently.
But an uncommon stimulant with a short history of human use, known for its tendency to cause compulsive redosing, and some users report sexual arousal in this as an effect. That's fun.
Wow.
Here's one called Terrible Stuff. This will be good.
Terrible Stuff. You just reading off all those
yeah.
reports?
So this is Arrowhead.org. This is a trip report for MDPV by the doser entitled Terrible Stuff.
Hey, what's the full pronunciation?
2 minutes
drug?
For New Year's. fuck. Don't ask me to do that.
Come on, you can do it.
It's fucking...
I know you can say the first four
it's
letters.
It's 3,4-methylenedioxyprivalrolone. Provolone? Provolone? Perhaps. one more minute until 2011.
Fuck.
Hey. Can we get seconds on here?
I don't know.
Can I have my trip report?
I got seconds and milliseconds over here.
Really? What the fuck?
Well, cool edit.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. Okay, we got 40 seconds. So, as has been mentioned by other... Well, hey, let's... While we're waiting for the new year.
All right.
Any resolutions?
Nah.
Just going to keep on doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing now. What the fuck am I going to resolute?
Burger says, who are you going to kiss on New Year's, Matt?
Well, it's just me, what? You, and me, buddy.
Well, bud, pack that biznong.
Yeah, we'll both take a hit off the bong. That's kind of like kissing, I guess.
sure. Dana's texting in, dude, there's like zero traffic out. I guess everyone's inside partying. Kind of
well,
nice.
Yeah, it's like
four,
seconds
three,
to midnight.
4, 3, 2, 1. Happy. I almost spilled
holy
that rock star.
Shit.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah.
We did it.
Fuck.
Breaking shit.
You missed my hand, too.
Happy New Year.
Oh, happy. Oh, God, I can't believe... Are we still alive? Everyone.
I think...
I can't believe...
I
look at
so.
How many people joined us for that epic, momentous occasion.
What?
Red
two?
Fox and Jimmy One and Amham and Goya Beans and Ed Bland and Beer Bear and Bird.
I remember when I used to
woo!
Know everyone's name in the chat. Now I don't know any
I know.
Of these assholes.
Do you miss podcasting at
sometimes
all?
Sometimes I do.
Seriously?
Sometimes.
That's kind of weird, huh? I mean, it's fun.
Really.
Like, I love it.
Not
but
even
I don't
that it was
know.
Fun. Like, now that I don't work all the time.
Do you
time,
just miss hanging out with me? Because we never see each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, we never
now.
Hang out. I definitely miss hanging out sometimes. But
yeah,
just
for sure.
The show, too. Like,
yeah, we had
I don't know.
Some,
it was just something to do. I mean,
we laid the groundwork for some pretty epic shit.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time.
Emphasis on the shit.
I mean,
but it's good times.
The days
sure.
I remember the best were, you know, the.
In the office,
the office
back
days,
in the day,
yeah.
Under from episode 1 till under 100, I know it was.
Yeah, it was
it in
was,
the 70s.
We did like 40 or really was it? That
I think
many?
So.
I thought it was like
because we started
40.
Naming episodes when yeah. we were still in the office, and that was like my vagina monologues. That was the first one we named.
Yeah,
76, I think. I don't know, but happy new year. Looking forward, February 18th will be our 3rd year anniversary.
Maybe my resolution will be to podcast more.
To do more podcasts?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I wish I had more time. I would love to start another podcast, like a tech podcast.
Yeah, that
geek,
would be cool.
Gadget, shit like that. That'd be
I'd
awesome.
Love to do a music podcast.
With Mike. With
just
me and Mike
music.
And, yeah, music podcast. Fuck,
and
dude.
We get Mark over here for that.
So much shit. But, yeah, that's fun. So we got... Have you heard a Nice Man podcast at all?
No, I haven't.
It's one Red Fox had us listen to when he was here for the 404 show, which you can get the jamhole.com/404. How many of you fools bought that shit? This is a great video.
Has
I have
anybody
it on my phone.
It?
Yeah, a few people.
Sweet.
Few here and there.
Probably the people that were here.
Yeah, no.
Same people that saw it already.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, Holly checking in. Happy New Year, Matt.
Whoa. Crazy the people that text
I know.
You
remember Holly?
Like
she was on like episode 3.
Yeah.
I'm making.
Yeah, it was 3.5.
That also. She was on a few
was
episodes. Because I started making a list of
yeah.
everyone that's ever been on the show and
yeah.
what episodes they were on.
That's
and
cool.
I was gonna post that on the site somewhere.
Did you finish it?
It's done up to whenever I stopped messing with it, which was probably I'm sure we've done like 20 or 30 episodes since then. But it's a cool list.
Yeah.
Because you can go like when Ryan died, I went to that list and I saw all the episodes he was on. I was like, boom, here you go. If you want to know who this is and why you should toss, you know, a little cash this way for his little kid.
It's probably a good sized list too. Really.
No, dude, it's a text file, but it goes on for a minute.
Probably quite a few names in there.
Definitely. And it's cool. I want to make it searchable so you can go to that. You can, you know, search for who. I got pictures from everyone's Facebooks and MySpaces and
everybody's
shit.
Everybody's got one.
Exactly. Grab that. And then, you can click on the episode and it'll take you to that episode.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Have you seen the forums? We got a forums
I
made.
Yeah, I saw the new forums. Those
the SMF. I made that
looks
shit.
Looks way better.
I didn't, like, make it, but I fixed it.
You redid the layout.
That's right, thejamhole.com/forums. I like whenever I make a Twitter post that's like, hey, come check out the forums, come hang out. It'll get like a bunch. It'll get at least 30 every time for sure. Sometimes more, sometimes. And but no one will really sign up. It'll just get that traffic from Twitter and MySpace and whatever it posts to automatically. And then
people
like,
will gladly just see a link and click it and then close
it. I think
shit,
like once a week someone joins, which is cool, I guess. I don't know.
There's still...
I wasn't even about...
There's over 100 people on the old one.
The Ning ones got almost up to 300. Shit, yeah.
Oh, really? 3?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But then they wanted to charge, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're too popular.
Why do we need a forums? You can just leave comments on the fucking blog post, but no one does that.
I know, that's what we had
before.
Too
good to leave fucking comments on a fucking blog post.
I liked the comments on the shows.
Or you can email.
Because the show's right there.
Or there's a fucking form on the About Us page.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Fucking So here's MDPV. This is terrible stuff. Are you ready for this? Do you want to do some of that while I read
I really
you
don't.
Some of this?
You want me to do this more than I do.
I think I kind of do.
What, want to do some?
No.
Because go ahead.
I don't know. I kind of do, but no. Red Fox says, wait, where is this page? What fucking page?
What?
I want to see it. I had to disable comments because of the spam rates. Really? I have fucking a Kismet and a spam-free thing set up, and it is all good. I don't get any spam on the jam hole. I used to get some on the hotbox, but then I set up a Kismet there. Fucking beautiful, dude.
Nice.
No spam, ever. And notice how our forums doesn't have spam or bots on their posting
like
spam.
All forums?
I found a fucking thing that's like a whole database of all these fucking, like, millions of sites that use this thing.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone finds a spam account, they send all its info to this database.
So everyone blacklists it.
Whenever anyone signs up, it automatically checks you against this list on this other server. And if you're on there, you don't get...
Right,
or it asks you to activate this and then...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it stopped all of the spam.
You might get one once in a great while.
I haven't seen one in a while. Yeah. It's pretty... No false positives. I don't think. Is that why no one's on there? Because no one can fucking sign up?
Everyone.
They're like, hey, no one tell them. This will be funny. On April Fools, we'll tell them.
Listeners are just a bunch of fucking spammers as well.
I know, right? Bunch of fucking... Well...
You're probably on that list from the Keith and the Girl forums.
I know, right? I get one every birthday. Happy birthday, Matt, from Keith and the Girl.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because they should be spammers, because that's how we started out. Like, hey, here's a list of phone numbers of shows. I want you to call all of them and leave dumb messages that say the jam hole. Yeah. That was so awesome. You guys
that
did
was.
It.
That was
when we first started, man. That was fucking
Distorted
wonderful.
View got some good ones.
I know. And that's awesome because after that, me and Dana interviewed him a while ago. I'm like, we're all cool now and shit. Yeah. I like
just
Tim. Tim's a trip. I would love to go to Ohio.
It was just like with Keith when you met him. It's like, all right, you're cool, but you got to fucking knock it off on the forums.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That was great. And now we're best friends, aren't we? Yeah.
He's secretly listening right now. He just didn't make an account.
He loves me. All right. So no New Year's resolutions, huh? Just keep it happening.
Yeah.
Just keep moving forward.
Why do I need a New Year's resolution? If there's something I need to fucking do, maybe
I
should just
done
do
it
regardless.
I would have fucking done it already.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe I wouldn't have. But
12,
what the fuck's a resolution?
12-ounce mouse. It's already done. I've done
done
it.
And done.
I did it. Dana should be here in a bit.
Sweet.
I'm super stoked you brought those Starbursts. Those are like my new favorite thing.
I've never had them before.
And there's only like, there's only two or three gas stations around town that sell those. It's weird. Hmm. And some of them you can get them, but they're only the little bags.
Have you had those new like fucking Oreo cookie things, fudge cookies?
Uh-uh.
It's like just half an Oreo with the cream on it.
Oh, shit.
And then fudge around it.
Oh, shit.
They're like 25 cents a bag and they're amazing.
Red Fox says, Matt, you're my Keith. No, you will never... I will never be your Keith. I'm sorry. No. Oh, Red Fox says, eventually I'm going to threaten you and you'll get pissed off at me. Yeah, right. I can see that. Stop talking about Pokemon. I won't get pissed off at you.
Pokemon, all right. Fuck.
I know. He does it, but he does it. You know how he'll rationalize it? He'll make it okay that he's doing it by saying, I'm going to do this because Matt said to stop doing it. So I'm going to do it just to piss him off.
Yeah, it's
when
like,
in
dude,
reality,
shut up. You would do it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. That's fun. That's fun. What else?
It's cool, dude. I like Pokemon when I was in like third grade.
That's cool.
It's
Pogs?
Cool, yeah.
Do you remember Pogs?
Dude, I have a ton of Slammers.
Oh, man. Used
I have
to fucking put
a,
them in socks and just bust fools up.
Yeah.
All day.
I never even, like, did anyone ever know how to play Pogs?
I don't think, was it an actual game?
It was a game, but I don't think anyone ever knew how to play it.
Did they have a cartoon about that? Was
about
that ever?
Little cardboard picture circles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Pog Hogs. Oh, wow. Hey, have you played Angry Birds at all?
Angry Birds?
Yeah,
no.
It's like the top fucking game on mobile, I guess.
Oh, the like,
well,
yeah.
Not all mobile, because what do you have, a BlackBerry?
Whatever. Yeah, I got a...
Do they have, does anyone know, do they have Angry Birds for the fucking, what is it, a Crackberry?
Yeah, a Crackberry.
Storm?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a crack storm.
Can you, do you control the elements with that, or what?
I wish. Fuck. It'd be a lot cooler.
How is that thing? Is it? Does
it's
it?
Our, I mean, it's fine.
Is it cool? Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
When I hit you up on GChat, does it go to your phone?
If I'm signed in, I don't ever fucking sign in.
Oh,
on
well,
my
what
phone.
The fuck? Really? It's not just on all the time, but
well,
doesn't
I could
eat your
set
battery
it
up?
To, but I don't.
And when someone
what
else...
bugs me? See, why it bugs me is because if I'm signed in GChat on my phone and I'm signed in at my house.
Right.
If I'm talking on there at my house, when someone says something to me, it goes to my phone, too.
Yeah, mine does that.
I fucking hate that.
But it'll update. Like, when, if I'm talking on the computer,
yeah, it will,
when I
it
go
will
to
stop.
Flip that on, I can watch the conversation happen again as it's updating. Yeah. It's kind of weird. Yeah, it did that with Red Fox the other day. I was talking to him, and I went outside to smoke, so I just grabbed my phone and, you know, continue the conversation.
Yeah,
I
used
like,
to
I flipped
on
it on, it was like, lines of fucking convo, like, hey.
I used to be on it all the time when I first got the phone, but I don't know. The only person that ever really messaged me on there was Red Fox, and it was always when I was at work.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, what's up, buddy? What do you want? Yeah. I'm good. How are you? No, I enjoy talking to you guys. And actually, have you seen on the Facebook that there's another phone number there?
Yeah.
I got the Google Voice thing hooked up quite a while ago. And just,
that's cool.
I just throw that out there. People can text.
Yeah,
if they try
awesome.
To call, I totally won't answer them. Like, yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
I don't answer phone
I
calls.
I will send you a message.
I have to really like you to take the time to call you or answer your call.
Red Fox says, oh, I'm sorry if I'm annoying you with that. Sorry I like to talk to you. Yeah. No, it's totally cool. It's weird, though, that it's you're the only one that really does it. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
we talk to, like, Burger and stuff like that, but mostly on
you.
The...
It's just, I don't know, nobody else does.
That's cool. You can talk, 406-848-1739. Shit. If you see my name on any more bathroom stalls, how about let me know first,
yeah.
And then I'll let Dana know.
Send him a picture text of it.
I know, I want a picture of that. So maybe I can get Sandy to do it. Sandy will go in there for me and take a picture. Hell yeah. We're doing an episode of the Hot Box tomorrow.
Sweet.
So, I don't know if you're bored. Come,
I might be
come
working
kick
tomorrow,
it
but
in the day.
I don't know. Yeah,
actually,
I
she
I
works.
Might be working earlier.
She works too, so we're going to do a New Year's show in the afternoon sometimes. Honestly, by the time she gets here, it'll probably be around 8 o'clock our time. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern for everyone else. Man, 2011 feels good. Starting
already.
Started
we
out
got
the
one
year.
More year left.
Hey, we hit the year. We hit the ground running.
Right.
Podcasting.
Run right
we've
into
been
the
podcasting.
End of the world next year.
Dude, we've been podcasting this whole year. Fuck. That's a long time, dude.
That is. I can't even imagine.
We? Who else has podcasted this whole year?
Yeah, the entire
year. I think
year.
Us, and that's it.
That's it.
We're
so
the
far.
Only ones. We're 2011's longest running podcast. Holla. Shit, yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
Fucking A. Put that on the old resume. is it time to smoke more pot?
I thought that was like.
Fucking do it up. Do you
ago.
Have the.
There's
do
some
have,
shit right here.
Do you have the pot?
I guess
you want to pack that, and I'll tell you about MDPV, and then
sweet.
You can snort that.
No, I was just going to put some in this bowl.
Can we mix it with some holy water and then
can
inject it?
Can we sprinkle
it?
Some with the weed?
Can you smoke that shit?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
That's what I read. You can
get the fuck
you can,
out.
You can snort it, smoke it, or shoot it.
Are you serious?
That was only one place I saw that said that. Nowhere else said. There's nowhere else that said how to take it.
All right. Let me read this.
I don't know why you couldn't.
Let me read you this trip port entitled Terrible Stuff, and then we'll decide.
And then we'll decide. Or well, how about we have the
Burgers.
Chat give us advice after
right.
the story. What do you guys think?
What would you like to do?
They're just going to tell us to do all of
Red
it.
Red Fox says, you've got a record. Go for the Guinness record. You've got a head start. Fuck yeah. Burger says you can do anything with it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You can. It's just a powder. It's fucking...
Yeah, it's an RC. It's a research chemical.
Yeah.
Which, for the most part, those, you can do anything. Hey, Happy New Year! Bjorn writes in to the my phone.
No one's texting me shit.
Johnny from Tucson on Twitter, he says, Happy 4th of July. Oh, Johnny. So funny. So funny. Okay.
And then Burger says, smoking on foil like a true meth head.
There we go.
No. Well,
can we go to the trailer?
I don't use foil. I use light bulbs.
We
got
to go
you.
To your house to do that.
Light
for
bulbs.
Real. How's your mom doing?
She's good.
She good? Still working and shit?
Still working it. Same should fucking you, place.
Making ends meet and all that shit?
Pretty much.
Fuck yeah.
That's about all anybody's doing right now.
I know,
at
right?
least around here.
I barely, I don't even know how I did it. I think I forgot to pay a bill here or there because somehow
like,
I managed.
How do I have money?
No, well, I don't know, but oh, I well, did yeah. for Christmas and I got Dana a netbook. because she doesn't live here. She doesn't have, which is kind of silly because whenever she's here, there's like 8 computers.
I know, but
she's not here. She doesn't live here, and she loves it. But so yeah,
this
way
she has her own computer.
Exactly, and that's what she says. She's like, I've never had my own before.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, she just like having her own.
She was all pissed because it came with Windows 7 Starter. And did you know? I didn't know this. On Windows 7 Starter, you can't change your background.
Why?
That's what I... Right? Did you know that?
No.
I've never used Starter. I've had Ultimate on mine that my bro put on.
I think that's what my mom has on her netbook. And that explains...
Does it just have the...
That explains why I was never able to change her background.
Like, hey, mom, why don't you personalize that? Because,
I mean, I was showing her how to use it and, like, setting some shit up for her, you know, give her a background and stuff. And then I was just, like...
That's so great.
Oh, here, I'll send you a wallpaper. And I'm like... You know, I go to the picture and I fucking click on
it.
I'm like,
what the
fuck? No
option. There's here. Yeah, that's what I did.
Like, and I opened the picture in everything.
You Google it and you're like, what the fuck?
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, so that was great. So we ripped that off there and put fucking Ultimate on and was like, now you can change your background.
Is it a real copy?
Sure.
That's a yes.
If by real you mean on her netbook and running okay, then yeah.
Dude, there's nothing you can do to fucking stop pirating shit, man.
Dude, you got...
There's a lighter. It wasn't the one we were using.
That's the one. That'll work. Yeah, pretty much. Especially at the rate that I think open source is going to be the way. Especially with, like... I think WikiLeaks kind of made the world a little open source. And by open source, we mean transparent.
Yeah,
so when that happens,
much.
I think people kind of go
internet
with...
The whole internet does that, though, really.
Exactly. And I think it's going to go more towards that.
Yeah, I mean, just the internet in general.
If Microsoft sent a cease and desist, I would say, fine, take that off and throw a copy of fucking whatever on there.
Yeah, I mean, if I couldn't use it, all right, I'll use Linux.
Exactly. Any kind of Linux distro.
It's not like I'm fucked. I'll just use something else. I don't care.
I just would prefer to use this because lots of shit works on it.
Yeah, Linux would be kind of lame. But
that, and that's fine, you know. All of our podcast shit's legit.
Yeah.
Except for that one.
Right.
But that's XP, whatever, right?
Fuck.
And every time it reboots, it's like, I need to install the Windows Advantage genuine notification thing. I'm like, nah, cancel. Fuck, dude. I did that on my chembook, and it was the most annoying fucking thing. You couldn't get rid of it. And every time it would pop up
and
be like,
that
your copy is broken. Bah. I'm like, God damn it.
I had a version that you just went into the system, and there was I don't know, something... it was just something I copied over an existing file in there, and it stopped it. Just didn't pop up anymore.
Oh, and this, by the way, this is called T-Rex.
T-Rex?
T-Rex. It's got big old long legs, but little
prehistoric?
Tiny arms. No. It is the most... Did you see that bottle? It is the most crystalliest fucking herb.
Nice.
Dude. There's a reason at least once in every rap song I write, I try to make a mention and shout out the 406 pot growers.
Yeah.
Because, dude.
We got...
For real? Dude, we got a volcano.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture of that.
Sandy... Oh, dude.
I
want to
try that,
dude. Come tomorrow. Nice. If you
I've used the knockoff one.
No, this is like for real.
Yeah, I've used the knockoff.
Dude.
They're good, but they're not as
good.
Dude,
oh, my God. I love that shit, dude. It was so bitching. Okay, I think Dana's back, but... So, as has mentioned by others, this is Trip Report, entitled Terrible Stuff, MDPV. This drug is very potent at incredibly small doses. It would be a fool to snort a line of it.
It
really
would be a fool?
Really, do not underestimate. Now, this is assuming that your MDPV is pure. I think what's in these...
It's been cut.
Exactly. Some guy said he was a chemist, and he, like, did it and said it was, like, 40% pure or something, and extracted, like, 500 milligrams and got one bag's worth of pure shit.
Wow.
But at that point, when it's pure RC, pure research chemical grade, a pinhead size is probably good.
Yeah?
Like, it's very potent shit. Like, all of these are pretty fucking potent.
Yeah, no one really knows what the
but
fuck it does or
we don't,
what it is.
We don't have the chemistry shit to test that and see like what potency it is and all that.
So I'm just gonna chop up a line.
So I'm just gonna
sort it up.
Fucking
fuck it.
That's 2011, right? Starting it off
strong.
Something proper, right? I found the substance to have similar potency, whether it's taken orally or nasally or up the butt. No. The only difference perhaps being an onset difference of 5 minutes when taken orally, and perhaps a slightly longer duration. Within 15 minutes of snorting, 3 to 5 milligrams. And if you remember, that bag was 250 milligrams, quarter gram. I experienced amphetamine-like symptoms, urge to clench the jaw, leg shaking, and a more noticeable heartbeat. Not sure whether it was necessarily much faster. During the peak, which lasts about 2.5 hours and then sharply declines, I didn't notice much of an increase in ability to focus, as I do with methylphenidate, which is Ritalin. Once the jitteriness of the peak is over, a severe crash is observed. Is Dana, like, I could have sworn I heard her.
I know,
her.
I thought her car was
outside. She's outside, like,
gone.
Lying on the stairs. Like, I've just suffered a severe crash. I've fallen out, I can't get up, fuck me.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I think we would have heard, like, a do.
Yeah, right.
There's quite a few stairs out there.
Oh, fuck, dude. That would have been terrible.
Yet we're laughing.
I know. I kind of should go out there and check.
I thought I heard a car. I don't know.
Yeah. The first time I tried it, it appeared only as a mild depression with a sort of burnt out feeling the following day.
I know.
She's
going
to enjoy work tomorrow. No, really, Braden. You should do some.
Yeah, really. I should.
Really? While working on a project with a deadline fast approaching, I decided to attempt an experiment with MDPV and take 3 small doses, 3 to 5 milligrams each, throughout the day for 2 days. How do you think that turned out?
I don't know.
It turned out
not
to
well.
Be a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrid. Amazingly.
It's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go, like, on a fucking crack binge with this shit I don't even know for a couple days.
Right.
Just see what happens.
Just, hey, see where it goes.
Like,
I'm going to throw this out there.
I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm going to tell you it's not going to be good.
I'm going to throw this out there and just see where
just
it goes.
See where it goes.
Just for the hell of it. Yeah. Living life by the Brojones. Just holding on.
Might only be for 2 more days, but...
But hey, it's going to be a fun 2 days for sure. No, it turned out to be a terrible idea. Amazingly, after only 2 days of this regimen, I experienced the worst withdrawal that I've ever experienced from any stimulant ever.
Wow.
And this is, say, out of caffeine and various amphetamines,
oh,
cocaine,
boy, caffeine.
And various forms of methylphenidate, Ritalin, and probably others. The night after I concluded my experiment, I had extreme difficulty falling asleep. She's going to enjoy that. A serving of diphenhydramine, which is Benadryl, Tylenol PM, and valerian root did little to help. Interestingly, after taking the sleep aids, I experienced a very odd sensation where I felt as though part of my brain, including the part responsible for regulating my breathing, was totally asleep.
That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, my involuntary muscles are asleep.
Yeah, all the subconscious I just died. Things that my body does on its own that I have no control
blink,
over just stopped.
Breathe. Blink. Breathe.
It's like when you get really high and you're just sitting there.
Laugh.
It's like, just breathe.
Blink. Just breathe.
Just breathe.
If you breathe, you won't throw up.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Just breathe, dude. I'm
oh,
in that high where you're
terrible.
Just telling yourself, just breathe.
Fucking terrible. Shit. Oh, fuck. So he says, I finally managed to fall asleep, but it didn't last very long as I suddenly awoke in a cold sweat, jaws clenching like they've never clenched before.
Sweet.
And yes, and feeling rather nauseous. I felt like crap the entire night, but thankfully the following morning, the nausea subsided and I was more or less able to function, but in no way capable of any real productivity.
But hey, totally worth
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm breathing, I'm blinking, my heart's beating, I'm in pretty good shape.
What could you ask for?
Right
know?
Now, that's it. I'm
that's
maxed
it.
Out.
After what I just did.
Do you know how many idle cycles I have left? Zero. I killed it.
Have
thanks.
You ever tried that spice?
What's that?
It's
oh, like K2, the fake
marijuana?
Weed. No, no,
yeah.
no.
There's one called spice,
right?
And
I
was reading about
and there's
it.
K2
and there's spice. There's a bunch of different kinds of spice, and I was reading about it, and a lot of people actually say it works. It's not like a weed, the same as weed, obviously, but
well, it's herbs
it
sprayed with shit.
Yeah.
That's the synthetic. It's the same
right.
guys. the guys that are making all these, it's the same group of guys, and they have a list of analogs, like a mile fucking long, and they're basically just going down the list, creating research chemicals that mimic these other items, basically. So I'm looking forward to when they get to the opiates and the heroines and whatnot.
That'll be cool.
That one, I will try. Shit.
I want some synthetic acid.
Yeah, or that. They have, like, a list. Like, I saw it online, and the list is retarded of the shit that they're... Yeah, that's dead. So, this kind of probably not one of the more fun...
This doesn't
RCs.
Sound very cool.
No, right? A whole night of fucking misery?
Yeah.
That's why,
but look at how
that's
much
why I got married,
look how
bro.
Much they're doing. They're doing so
and
much
true that,
of it.
This is...
I mean, like...
This is pure.
Yeah, like...
Milligrams.
If we
this
just
milligrams
did,
is right. dilute. Right,
that, and
right.
if even if one, we both just did, like, one big line of this, we wouldn't be experiencing that. We probably wouldn't feel good later.
Burger says, does this remind you of rehab, Matt? You remember when we used to skit high and fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, those were
and
the
then
good,
wake up.
And then get high again, and then... Oh, the good old,
know,
yeah.
It's just like,
I'm sorry. I don't know. We're just kind of hanging out bullshitting, but I thought it was fun that I managed to find some of this shit.
Yeah.
And I think it's even more awesome funny. That Dana fucking did some.
I know.
I totally texted her. I was like, I got a surprise for you for the show tonight.
So you tried to look for the stuff around here?
Yeah.
Where'd
I went to. Did I not tell the story? I might have when you weren't here. But yeah, I went to one head shop. They didn't have it and went to another one. And he didn't have it for sale, but he happened to have a couple. Mm-hmm. And he gave me one. I bought that hoodie. So, hell yeah.
Cool. It's like, I can't sell you this, so buy something and I'll
yeah,
give it to
you. Yeah, he's just like,
you
can have it. I don't know. Someone gave it to me.
That's crazy.
I'm
yeah,
sure
I
it'll
what's
be
coming next.
I'm sure it will be banned pretty soon.
Probably.
Yeah, and Berger says all you need to do is change one thing with the illegal chemical and make it legal. Let's say you get the analogs of it.
Yeah.
It's basically.
I mean that spice. And
you change some
pretty much illegal.
Yeah, they're banning that because that's actually kind of fucking people up. I think.
Really. I've never because
weed
it. I've
and
seen it,
you can't mimic pot like
yeah, you
just
can.
Smoke pot and I get the excuse.
But it's the people I got drug tests
exactly.
And shit,
then
know?
Fucking don't smoke pot or move somewhere where you can. You know, like this shit. I don't know. You can't go up against a drug that has a perfect record. Pot is basically the only
and
fucking drug
I mean,
that we take that has a perfect
pot
record.
Pot has been around for
exactly.
A long,
you can't go
long
up against
time.
That.
Time. This has been around for no time at all.
Right, because any negative is going to look horrible because you're up against zero.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
why bother?
Nothing.
But yeah, that's. So this, he says, had a hard time going to sleep, took a bunch of sleep shit, right? Finally fell asleep, then woke up, jaw clenching, felt like crap. Right. One other thing I noticed is that I don't like how this thing makes my heart feel. It feels even a day after taking it. Speak of the devil. How does your heart feel, baby? How does your heart feel? Hello? Okay.
Okay.
Was what that? She did she just crash?
I think so.
How does your heart feel? Good? Okay. We're reading another trip report, if you want
it. It sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do it so bad
I've almost got him convinced to do it.
Oh, my God. No, I don't.
It gets you kind of
cool,
high.
Cool, it gets you kind of high.
What's up, baby?
You haven't done the whole bag yet. That's your problem.
Maybe yeah, they're... Hey.
But there's still a lot of shit in there, isn't there?
Do you want to take a break and then come back? Or are we done? Are we done podcasting? It's 12:30. Happy New Year.
Yeah, how's the future?
The future is awesome. The
We're
future,
the longest running podcast of 2011.
That's right. We've been podcasting all year.
Yeah,
high
all
five.
Year.
I don't think we can stop now. Shit.
I know. Got to keep this up.
I
Fuck
know.
Keith and the girls 72 hours or whatever. 73, whatever it was.
All right, we'll take a break and then we'll come back and this will be fun. So
and this will be fun.
This will be fun. Who wants to hear the hero song again? I do.
The hero song?
Did you hear it?
No.
I just wrote this and recorded it today.
No, I haven't, though.
All right, Braden gets to hear it. Enjoy this. And we'll be back in a few.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.